Welcome to the School of Sales podcast. If you would like a major cash infusion in your business in just 5 days, this is the episode for you. I'm going to be talking about exactly what the Sell Your Offer Challenge is and how you can quite literally have a full and complete cash infusion that you were not expecting, which is 100 times better than the cash infusion that you were expecting, and how potentially it could be super beneficial for you and your business. I'm sitting outside on this gorgeous Monday. Oh my gosh, I'm in Georgia in the spring and the sun, and I don't know if you can hear the birds quite literally chirping. I'm sitting on the grass, which just feels amazing. I had an incredible brain bender week last week. It was myself and Court. Kat just had her little baby Ruby girl, so she's been at home, but we had our VIP day with Mr. Myron Golden. We flew with him on his jet, which was not a bad experience. I'll just tell you that right now. Flew with him on his jet to Boise to have Russell Brunson's Inner Circle event. It was my first one, and it was absolutely electric. And then we came home. It was a full week, and Court, our creative director, and I were like, "Oh, we are coming home with completely different brains." So I got a lot of exciting, just ideas and energy and just like joy towards the business right now. I feel like for the first time I saw the future of our business in a different light than I ever have before. So I got more to think about, journal about before I spill the beans there, but I definitely want to talk about the Sell Your Offer Challenge. It is a 5-day challenge that we've been doing. We've done it about 7 times so far. And every single time the results have been insane. I mean, there are people doing random $8,000 sales. There's someone who literally created a $20,000 offer and sold a $20,000 offer on the Sell Your Offer Challenge. And then after the challenge, she sold like 9 more of those $20,000 offers. Like, what? Are you kidding me? It's like literally your wealth, your like new life is on the other side of offer creation, but most importantly, selling your offer. And what I love about the Sell Your Offer Challenge is we don't really get too much in the weeds with the offer itself. We go way more into selling it. And I love that because it's so easy to overthink the offer and feel like it has to be just right, just perfect, just chef's kiss before it ever touches the ears of somebody in the market. But the reality is, I would honestly rather you sell something first and actually create it as you go. I know that sounds insane, but it's actually very, very possible. And in my opinion, the best way to create an offer is to sell so that you know what work to do versus doing a bunch of work and then hoping that it sells. So I want to just kind of break down these words actually. First of all, the word sell. During the Sell Your Offer Challenge, your brain is going to be completely rearranged into I don't even want to say rearranged. It's more like renovated. It's renewed. It's removed, renewed, updated, upgraded, and then put back into your head. And what's amazing about that is when you develop a new relationship with the act of selling, the thought of selling, the like idea of taking someone's money, like that's exactly how sales will treat you. I want you to think about if sales was a person and it walked into your home. How would you treat it? Would you be surprised by it? Would you think that it's gross and that you want it to go away? Would you say, wow, like my name is Macy. I've never seen you before. I haven't seen you in a while. I know we haven't talked recently. I'm so embarrassed. I'm so ashamed for not even acknowledging how important you are. Or would you welcome it with open arms and say, it's so good to see you again for another day? However you treat sales, 100% is how sales treats you. And you're going to learn how persuasion is your superpower. And what's amazing about the word persuade, when you break it down, the word swayed means to advise. And the word per means through to completion. So persuading is guiding someone and advising someone through to completion, through to a decision. And you know, as women, we spend a lot of time advising. Like we advise our little hearts out because that's what we want to do. We want to love and nurture and help Unfortunately, advising alone doesn't guarantee that you're actually helping anybody. When you get someone into a decision based on the advice you give them, that's how you can know that they have been persuaded for good. And that's exactly what our book is about, how to persuade for the good of others. And when you really like create this new meaning around selling and persuading, whatever you kind of where you're at right now with it, kind of having a new like determine the relationship moment with it is going to be huge. It's like you love your husband so much, but when you go and you kind of get away on a trip with just the two of you, you kind of redefine like, hey, here's what like our marriage looks like. Here's what we want for our future. Here's what we want for our family. And you fall more in love with your spouse and therefore become better parents to your kids. Like that's kind of like what this challenge is you get away. I know this sounds crazy, but it is so important to fall madly in love with the action of selling and being like quite literally obsessed. I don't want to use that word like very often because you can't be obsessed with multiple things. But in order to be somebody that people want to buy from, you've got to be someone that loves to sell to people and is irresistibly charismatic. And that's exactly what a sales girl is. So we're going to renovate your mind when it comes to selling. And then we're going to really renovate how you were thinking about your offer and how you sell your offer. So contrary to the names, the Sell Your Offer Challenge, what's amazing about this is that you learn how to sell your offer without even really talking about your offer. You're probably sitting here and you're like, Macy, how is that possible? And that sounds amazing because you want to sell every single day, but you don't want to be a walking billboard. You don't want to be somebody who people are scared to see coming across the way because they know that you're going to say like, hey, buy my offer. In fact, I want you to emotionally detach from your offer. I notice that people kind of think about their offer in one of two ways. Number one, they think about it like their child, like they spent so long creating it. And if you're a mom, you're like, I went through absolute heck, you know, growing this child inside of me and getting it out of me. Like, of course it's mine and I love it with all my heart and I want everybody to love it with all its heart. And you're like almost overly emotional about it. It's like you're fragile around it. I know I am for sure fragile when it comes to my kids. I mean, if there is even a remote concern about their health or their safety, I am just a mess, you know? So I understand how loving something so much can make you feel like fragile. I was telling my husband the other day, I'm like, oh my gosh, the way I love these kids so much, it honestly would be easier just to not have them because it like hurts. It physically hurts how much you love them. And it's like your heart is out in the world. And I also have seen my offer like that before. It's been so like meaningful to me. I have such a story around it. I have such a like relationship with how the offer was made and like how it's helped so many people and how it's changed their lives. And oh, I just want it for everybody so bad to want it. And I just want them to love it because I just know, like I feel all the same feelings that you feel. And it's so important to almost detach yourself from the offer and detach it from your worth. Like you are priceless. Okay. I just want you to know that your worth is immeasurable. It's impossible to buy you, but the payoff of the offer has nothing to do with you. And it has nothing to do with like how people see you. And so spending time there, really detaching it from your, from this, like almost weird relationship that you have with it, we're going to just detach and make it kind of a professional relationship that you feel unemotional about. And you're also able to put words to it. Another way that I see people talk about it is kind of in the same sense of a child mother relationship, but also kind of in a romanticized way. And I can always tell when people kind of get in that space is when they talk about their offer like theirs is special and theirs is different. And you don't listen, you ain't got to convince me. Your offer is special and different because you are special and different. But when you kind of romanticize the offer and start talking about the pieces of it so, so much and with so much emotion, you end up talking about the offer way too much and not about the person that you're selling it to. So what we do in the Sell Your Offer Challenge is completely remove the spotlight from you and remove the spotlight from the offer and put it directly on the person who you are speaking to. We frame the offer. I didn't say talk about the offer, but we frame it around the payoff of the person you're speaking to. And I know what you're thinking. You're like, but Macy, I don't speak, you know, to individual people. I sell to masses. And I have really good news for you in that day four, we talk all about selling to the masses. Because in order to sell to the masses, you have to be able to sell one-to-one. And in order to sell in your sleep, you got to be able to sell while you're awake. So you learn how to sell while you're awake. You learn how to sell one-on-one. And then what's amazing is that one-on-one conversation ends up being the fuel to your public selling message. And that is how we made our first million organically in the third year of our business, is being in individual conversations, taking exactly what those conversations are and making public content based on that, handling the objections publicly, selling beliefs, selling ideas, selling identities, and not selling the offer itself. I know it's wild, but you learn exactly how to do this in the Sell Your Offer Challenge. The last word I want to talk about is the word challenge. I will tell you, I did the 75 hard challenge. And that challenge changed my life drastically. I highly recommend it. You can look it up. It's Andy Frisella's challenge. It's a mental toughness challenge. And I remember spending a few days really being like, what am I doing? This is ridiculous. I don't need to do this. I'm, you know, disciplined. I am mentally tough. I'm healthy. Like, I don't need this. And then there was just a day that I kind of locked in and I was like, oh, like, this is who I am now. This is who I am now, and it's better. And all of a sudden it became easy. The challenge did. And I hear that most people last till about, you know, the 20-day mark. And I know for a fact if they just kept going a few more days, they would have locked in as this new identity. And when you look up the word challenge, the definition is actually a duel, like a fight. Okay. But it's in my brain, it's between your current self and your future self, who you currently are and the potential that you could be. And over this challenge, you're really challenged to take different actions. Like just in 75 hard, you're challenged to read a book, 10 pages a day, or drink a gallon of water, have two workouts, one of them being outside, and stay on a diet and all of this stuff. Okay. So you're challenged with all these actions and eventually your mind catches up. So with this 5-day challenge, you are challenged with very, very specific actions so that your mind can catch up with what it's like to be a sales girl and to change your identity and to be somebody that is really in the mindset and in the heart set of selling every single day. And I'm telling you, you come out a different person. This is one of the best offers that we have ever created, if I do say so myself. I'm actually going to link in the show notes the, it's called Trustpilot, and it's basically where people put reviews of the challenge. And it is just so cool to see the wins that people have literally in just 5 days. Now, there are two options for the tickets. There's a VIP ticket and general admission ticket. General admission, it's $97, and you can just watch the content, the 1-hour content for 5 days. The VIP ticket is where it's at, homie. It is a $297 ticket, so only $200 more, where you get an hour of coaching additional to the content. So an hour every single day. So that's actually 5 hours of coaching. Now, my hourly rate right now, I'm not charging anything less than 20 grand to sit with me for an hour. I know that sounds possibly a little wild, but I can make like 6 figures in an hour. I'm not going to sit down, you know, for anything less than 20 grand to coach somebody. And so to be able to have an hour of like my uninterrupted attention to answer your questions. And what's amazing is that it's group coaching. What this means is you will learn so much from other people's questions and their coachings. Some of my biggest breakthroughs has happened in group coaching because I'm able to hear how other people are thinking and kind of get ahead of the curve, so to speak, play offense of what might be coming up for me. And those wins that I told you about, the $8,000 sales, the $20,000 sales, all of that has been made in the VIP room where the coaching happens. I'm telling you, if like being in that room and identifying as someone who just like chooses VIP in general is going to pay off for you in more ways than you can imagine. So I highly, highly recommend that ticket. There are people who join this challenge every time we do it because of how many wins that they get. So I cannot recommend enough to not only join, but get in that VIP room as long as there are seats left. I'm not really sure if there are currently because we cap it so that everybody can ask their questions. I hope that this was helpful and kind of helped lay out what this challenge is. We've gotten quite a few questions of like, how is it different from what we've done in the past? And if you're a graduate, if you've been a past client or a past student, and is unlike anything we've ever done before, by far, by leaps and bounds. It is so clear. It is so laid out in a succinct way, and it has changed people from the inside out simply in 5 days. So join the challenge. I'll link it all in the show notes below, and I cannot wait to see you there. Have an amazing day. We'll talk to you next week.